It's time for Scuttlebutt Ultras. Quick takes from our Patreon Ultras, sharing their Sounders thoughts straight from the heart. Your voice, your moment.
Hello and welcome to Sounders Scuttlebutt. I'm one of your hosts, Cameron Collins. We are here with the Ultras today, tonight, this evening, late at night, 10:30 p.m. What are you popping? Oh, that you were so thirsty, you popped that drink right away, Cedar.
Well,
Patagonia beer?
Yeah, Patagonia beer. It's an organic lager, and it's brewed with a sustainable grain. So, yeah, you know what? I'm
that
drinking
sounds a
it.
Lot better than Alex's Michelob Ultra right
It's
there.
Like water.
And Dan, I presume you have some Natty Ice?
No, I had all of mine was green.
I got my Liquid Death. Shout out to those of you not drinking while you're listening.
Hey.
Although you should be drinking, because we are here tonight to celebrate Grimsby Town's 12-11
yes.
Penalty victory over Man United.
Let's
this afternoon.
Go. The best part about that?
The interview with the Grimsby Town keeper. Yeah,
yes.
Say it.
He's a Man U fan, and he was disappointed in Man U's performance, and he just beat them. I love that. He cares more about, you know, Man U than probably the players on Man U. I mean, wow, you can't make this stuff up.
They're currently fourth in the Football League 2 right now, a point behind second. I can't see who's in first at the moment because my standings are a little messed up. Crewe Alexander's in first, also a point ahead of them. So 5 games in the season, they are doing pretty well. They've been around since 1878. Another team that's been around since the 70s, but the 1970s, is your Seattle Sounders. Victorious tonight versus LA Galaxy. Not without some very interesting things happening in a game that I was surprisingly nervous. Alex, you seem pretty confident going in. How did the rest of y'all feel?
Yeah, I felt pretty good going in, too. It just seems like the Sounders are really starting to put in some stuff together, and I figured LA wasn't going to play in a low block, so we'd be okay.
Jesus Christ. Ticketmaster watch. Cheapest tickets, $230.
$230. Is that face value or is that resale?
Resale. There's cheapest tickets for one ticket, $420. In section 123.
You need to get one ticket, 123. That's, isn't that ECS section?
That's right above.
Above it.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Maybe I should move my tickets up. Get those up on that market so I can, man, seeing Messi in a final, though. We're jumping ahead here. Cedar, how did you feel coming into the game?
I felt pretty good. I felt reasonably optimistic just because we had literally just played Galaxy, beat them 4-0, right? It was going to be a tough match no matter what because this is the competition that they were alive in, not MLS, you know, regular season. But, no, I felt good. I mean, and we showed it. We were the better team on the day. I mean, it wasn't, like you alluded to, it wasn't without its dramatic moments. But, I felt pretty good going into it.
How about you, Alex? You were pretty confident coming in. You all but guaranteed a win. What were you actually feeling in those moments leading up to the match?
No, I know that we missed a lot of easy chances. Like, I was telling my buddies, I'm like, D-Row missed the easiest shots, but he scored the hardest one out of the three that he had. And I was like, when I told my buddies when Pedro scored near post, I'm like, see, that's why you shoot near post. Don't put it in the middle where the keeper's diving. Put it on the post.
Yeah, that was an interesting play though, and let's get back to it though. Let's back up real quick before we go to that. Sounders start out strong, immediately pressuring, a couple good shots right out the bat. But it took a minute for us to score, or seven to be exact. But 7 minutes in, the Sounders could have already been up 1-0. And suddenly, what easily could have been called a penalty, they let them play on and Pedro scores. What are you seeing in that, Alex, since you brought up his goal?
No, I just thought that it was either going to be a PK or it's going to end up in a goal. And I'm glad that, you know, Pedro scored. Because, you know, we're all in the Free Pedro movement.
Yeah.
And I told my buddy, I'm like, and everybody that called him a bust last year because he was hurt, I'm like, we buy a left winger, we play him on the right side. And then next you know, we play him on the left, and next you know, he unlocks the offense. And this was going to be the game with Musovski out that either Pedro, Jesus, or Rothrock had to be... Like, you know what? Like, I'm going to put this team on my back, and I'm going to go and win this game for us. And Pedro said, you know what? I got this. I'm going to put this in, put us up 1-0, and after that, we're going to keep fighting, and we're going to look for to get the second, maybe get a third, but we got to make sure we lock it down in the back. It was a great overall team performance.
Absolutely. So, Dan, what's bigger news in your household this week? Sounders advancing to the League's Cup final to play against Messi, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting engaged?
Oh, they're going to get engaged?
I mean, they got engaged. Sorry.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, that's exciting. I wasn't tracking that. I try to stay off the social medias and current events because it elicits an anger issue from me.
Yeah, I can understand why. Did you hear about the CDC director getting ousted today?
No, I did not. How did that go?
Woo!
Huh. They wanted folks to get vaccinated, huh? Terrible.
Yeah, no, yep. They're trying to pull the COVID vaccine. As someone who's been vaxxed 8 times and got it 3 other times for a total of 11 vaccinations, I need to keep that going since I'm immunocompromised. I know too many people that have had it recently. I actually wore a mask today on the train on the way to the Mariners game where the Mariners swept San Diego. Or did we win 2 out of 3? Well, I think we won 2 out of 3, but we won the Vetter Cup yesterday, so.
Let's go.
It worked out. Mariners won. It's been a good day for Seattle sports. What did you see on that first goal from Pedro, though, Dan?
Well, I think somebody on LA needs a vaccine now because that goal was sick. That's it. That's all I got. That was it. Shot my whole load. No, it was just – it was the thing that kept coming to mind, especially like the first 20 minutes out the gate, even the way that we started with D-Row going short to Jesus and then everybody rushing forward and going ahead and playing possession aggressively on their side of the pitch was just relentless. I don't feel like the Sounders celebrated much after their win. What was it, Saturday? Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, their win Sunday. They were like, you know, you see that press conference with or the after game locker room speech of Brian Smester saying, let's fucking go Sounders. And just they brought the same energy that they are bigger, stronger, faster and better than you. And that's what they believe right now. And it shows on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. Cedar, what about you? What were you feeling after that first goal? Was that the end of the game for you? Or did you think it was going to be so nervy?
I mean, to be honest, I was at work. I wrapped up just a little bit before the first half ended. So once I knew the goal had happened, and once I got off work, went over to my parents' place, and I finished the second half. The first half. Once halftime rolled around, I went back, watched that first goal, and. You know, my dad had said, he was like, that goal doesn't happen without Rothrock. Like, not that he got an assist or anything, but he just his hustle. Like, he does not quit on any play. And I go back, I watch it, I'm like, yep, that looks about right. I mean, it's just little details like that where, you know, especially a guy like Rothrock, but all those guys, everybody was just fighting for everything. And Pedro was there. Right place, right time, and he didn't even let the ball bounce. You know, he's like, I'm hitting this right now. And how are you going to react to that? Especially if he doesn't let you, you know, have any time to react to it. So, yeah, absolutely beautiful. Great way to kick things off. But obviously after that, 7 minutes in, I mean, how, you know, I mean, in a way it almost gets harder. Because you know Galaxy is coming for you. So, no, it was an uphill battle the whole way. But yeah, great way to start it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it felt like it was going to be one of those games early on where we continuously had chances and couldn't finish, and it continued to feel like that after we finally got the goal. And at halftime, we come out 1-0, but their fans are booing. Do you think, were they booing their team or were they booing the ref? I wasn't so sure. They seemed unhappy with the ref, but I don't think, at least at that point, many of his calls, other than maybe the yellow card, the double yellow he gave to Oud and Rothrock, I didn't think those were bad cards. I think they're pretty good.
I think they were booing anything that walked. I think they were booing the ref. I think they were booing their team. There was boos after missed shots. There was boos after wasted possession. There was boos after, you know, whenever Thomas got the ball and would hold it a little bit. So they were just booing anything and everything. They're probably a pretty unhappy group right now if you were to turn on their podcast. I would imagine, because we just dominated. Even when we went down a man, there wasn't a lot of times. It was just the right amount of anxiety for it to still be fun, if that makes sense, right? Like, yeah, I'm a little anxious, but this is fun, and we're physically dominating.
I mean, I think we finished with 2.53 goals, according to Apple, 2.53 expected goals to their below one, well below one. I mean, it went pretty much to plan, I suppose. Cedar, you pointed out that their coach used to be the Sounders announcer in our inaugural year doing color commentary with Kevin Calabro. Do you think that played at all into his poor coaching in this match?
Yeah, like he has a soft spot for us. No, he definitely doesn't have a soft spot because he's trying to beat us in what, three MLS cups. So, you know, no, I just think that's such an interesting wrinkle into this history that we have. But then somebody else pointed out, I think it was Nicholas, that our coaching staff in that inaugural MLS season had a lot of former LA Galaxy, you know, people in it. And Greg Vanney obviously used to play for LA Galaxy, if I'm not mistaken. And so it was just kind of like he came along with the whole kit and caboodle, as I understand it. But yeah, it's just such a interesting history there. But I mean, good for him to get into coaching after all of that. And he's not a terrible coach. He's done the thing. It's just they're having a crazy season right now, and they're just not anywhere close to where obviously they would want to be. But I don't feel bad for them. I mean, we could have, if it wasn't for one mistake last year in the Western Conference Final, we would have gone to MLS Cup, and for my money, we would have beat the New York Red Bulls. So, not feeling too bad about their fortunes.
I think yeah, that's definitely the case. We would have beaten them. We've got two more big moments in this match I think are worth discussing. And the first is, of course, the Osaze goal. Dan, I'm going to throw this one over to you first. I mean, after Osaze, it seems like he'd been so close in that match, just couldn't get it done. But all night long, the announcers were talking about his positioning, his power with his body. What did you think when you saw that goal?
I thought that it had been coming, and not as a dig to the kid, but he kept doing the right thing and just didn't have that final touch. We've seen that happen we've seen Jordan do stuff like that too. So you just keep getting in the position, and then again he was relentless. He willed the ball through two defenders, and it was one of those really, it was one of those moments that you realize soccer's a lot of fun when when somebody does something like that with the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Alex, take us through it. What did you see as, I mean, you're a goalie, right? So you see people running at you all the time, but he started with his back to goal.
Yeah, I just thought, I was like, out of all the chances he created or had, I'm like, you decide to actually score this one. I'm just like, at them.
Assisted to himself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you technically, the Galaxy player, like, tried to hit it and he whiffed it. But I'm like, how do you score that one, but you miss the other two?
Yeah.
Like, that one, it's just, I'm just like, you choose the hardest one to finish. And well, I watched the game at the bar. And my buddies are like, we're going to the final. And I'm just like, hold up, guys. Like, we blew on 3-0 leads before. Like, let's just hold our horses. Like, there's still, like, time left. Let's not jump the gun. Let's just take it 5 minutes at a time. A possession at a time. And then knew who gets the red. And I know we're gonna talk about that. I don't think it's a red, but I think it lands on the ref's discrepancy. If the ref decides it's a red, it's a red. Like, what are we gonna do? I joked that Miami made the call. They said we gotta get Nuhu out of the game, because if not, he's gonna lock up Messi or Suarez, and Miami's not gonna win.
Shout out to Diego from Uruguay who immediately when that happened messaged me. The Messi Mafia had their way.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They're afraid of Nuhu.
They call Messi the FIFA boy.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Messi supporter, but not on Sunday. I'll tell you that.
Cedar, the Osaze goal, it's not something we've seen for a long time in Seattle. I feel like we have finesse strikers. We don't tend to have that big body who can kind of we've had players, I guess Kenny Cooper could do it a little bit, Nate Jakewell early on, but no one with almost Jozy Altidore size body that can just kind of shove people out of the way without, like, with his body and not with his arms and just force his way through. What did you think when you saw that goal?
Oh, totally. A thing with me is, like, I remember, like, very few, like, goals and stuff, even though I've watched, Sounders games for years now. I don't have this catalog of, like, moments that other people seem to have, but that's definitely a goal that'll stick with me just because it was so, like, I mean, the circumstances of it, needing it in a moment like that, we're only up 1-0, and just, I can't remember a cooler goal than that. I mean, obviously Pedro's, goal off the half volley against Cruz Azul was incredible, like, technically, but just Osaze's goal tonight was just pure, like, he just wanted it more, and he was like, I'm gonna do this myself. I'm almost glad that he, he didn't score the easier goals earlier on, because obviously butterfly effect, he wouldn't have had that opportunity that he actually had, right? I'm glad he scored this one. What a great moment. I mean, that was absolutely incredible.
Now, because of what time it is, I think this will probably be a shorter episode, as we are recording after a game that basically started at 8 p.m. So why don't we take a quick break here, listen to some ads, and we will be right back. Hey everybody, this is one of your hosts, Cameron Collins. Now, I know we said this time was time for a break, but really, it's a time for me to talk to you about our corporate overlords. And our corporate overlords are us. That's right, we would love it if you would head on over to patreon.com and look for Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast. We will put the link here in the show. And subscribe. You can subscribe for as little as $1.74 a month. Now, what will that get you? Well, I'll guarantee you get at least one extra episode per month that'll be a cool interview or something like that that otherwise you would not hear. Now, we might put out promos or other things that include that, but the whole episode intact will only be available for you Patreons, at least initially. Now, there will be other stuff that we put in there, but this is where we're starting at. Why, you ask? Well, we have bills to pay, and we need to make sure that we can keep this show going. You would not believe the going rate for PA announcers. So head on over to Patreon, go to Sounder Scuttlebutt Podcast, and subscribe. You even get a cool little downloadable membership that has our logo on it. That's Sounder Scuttlebutt Podcast over at patreon.com, patreon.com. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
This will be a separate episode.
Yeah, we
anyway,
we started talking basketball. That is not Sounders, but anyway. It was enjoyable. And how we were kind of discussing, I think the easiest thing you could say was how Messi is the LeBron James of the Lakers. Maybe the greatest of all time, but not when he's on his current team. Messi will be coming to town, but the Sounders might be a little defensive shorthanded because, oh boy, Nuhu got a red card.
He does it again.
He slides, gets the ball, slides through, hits that Neanderthal Gabriel Peck, who I love as a player, but God, he's hard to look at. And Peck just goes flying and grabs his leg like he had just been shot in a way that, you know, Manu Ginobili is cheering right now because he knows that that is one of the best dives you can ever do, and no one dove better than Manu Ginobili, including any soccer players. That dude was scum.
Well, he's so, Italian, so.
How are we feeling about that red card? I mean, yeah. I mean, he's not a real Italian. He's one of the fascists that moved to Argentina.
Oh, that's right.
His family, at least.
Sorry, I get tripped up when, you know, all these Argentinians have Italian names.
Hey, I'm a Messi. Look at me.
Hey.
Pochettino.
Che mira, boludo. Che boludo.
Yeah, exactly. Dan, how you feeling about that red card? Is that a red card?
Yeah, probably. I don't love it, but yeah. I he clipped him in the knee, looks like, with his cleat, so you know, the ref may have decided, yeah, it wasn't like the craziest red card you've ever seen. It's borderline red, but I would have gave it a red.
Yeah, 83rd minute. Now, Cedar, we're going to wait on you because you'll be the deciding vote here. You'll decide it. You'll be the factor. Alex, you say no red card.
Hey, give Gabriel Peck an Oscar. Jesus Christ.
I kind of think in those instances where they fake the injury like that, they should not give them the foul, because it just encourages them to do that more and more often when it clearly is. I mean, that questionable penalty in the, I never saw a good enough angle, I think, but in the earlier game when Miami tied it, it was on like a total dive by their forward in the box off the defender, and it basically changed the entire game. Thankfully this didn't. But Cedar, what about you? Was that a red card or not?
I think if you watch the replay, Nuhu, he slides in to the ball. He wins the ball. He's hitting the ball first, and with the leg and the foot that he hits the ball, that's what ends up hitting Gabriel Peck, and I think that in a lot of those instances where you do get, where you see in other games, other moments, people get red cards for a reckless challenge, you'll often see them clearly use their secondary leg, the one that's not making contact with the ball, being flung up, their spikes hitting the other player, And it seeming like it's on purpose. With Nuhu, he was going for the ball. And by hell or by high water, right, he's going to get the ball. And who's ever in the way, right? Peck didn't have to be right there, right? I just think that it was maybe a yellow would have been okay, but I just think that a red is super harsh because I don't think that there wasn't any real cynical intent from Nuhu. And I think, like, you know, he's defending, he's trying to clear the ball, he got there first. That should be, you know, case closed. Yeah, he wasn't trying to hurt Peck. I mean, it was clear that he wasn't trying to hurt Peck. So I thought it was harsh. But then again, I think maybe if, you know, you do make a hard challenge like that and it's already a yellow, maybe that's just how it's officiated, that they want to cancel that kind of challenge out from the game, even though he wasn't trying to do anything. And so it's like, yeah, of course it's going to get upgraded to a red. So I don't know. I guess I'm kind of on the fence, but I don't think that there was any ill intent from Nuhu, and he got there first. Like, yeah, it's a hard challenge, but also, you know, Peck knew what he was doing when he went down. So but at the end of the day, I don't think it should have been a red.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it seems a little harsh. I also don't like that they went back and called it. If they had called a red on the field, I would have been a lot more okay with it. But also, you can't put yourself in that position. And Nuhu was brilliant all game long for the most part, so I'm not that worried about it. But you just can't. You can't. First off, you don't need to go to the ground in that position. You could have stayed up. He had position on him. He's not going to be able to get by him. Stay standing. Kick it out of bounds. Didn't need to go to ground. That would have prevented him from coming studs up, because when he went to ground, his leg shot up. And you're right. He didn't scissor kick him. The second leg didn't come through. But his studs did hit him directly. So I see why they called it. I don't like the call. You know, all the texts I got immediately after from people actually around the world, people texted me from Denver, Colorado, from Uruguay, from other places. Like, they were like, that's not a red card. Like, no. And these are people that play soccer. So I get it. Like, I get it. It's frustrating that we were in that position. And now we're going to lose to having him against Messi. You know, maybe Messi plays more in the center, and so he wouldn't really be on that side much, but definitely a player we could have used in that final match. But, you know, I think the crowd's going to be up, and it'll be a pretty crazy game. So, Dan, let's go to you, because clearly you've had a long day. You're ready to go to sleep.
It is past my bedtime. I'm old, and I got to go to the office tomorrow, so up at 5.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what's up?
But, yeah, wait. So, I mean, red card, but make it out. What are you thinking now moving forward? Sounders, make it to the final. You're going to try and find a way up here. Are they going to be able to win? Are they going to be able to take on this Messi team?
Yeah, they can win. Are they going to win? Probably. Maybe. I don't think they're going to be the odds-on favorites to win. But absolutely, I think they can win. I think losing Nuhu is the... it is just another. What's the right way to say it? It's kind of the story of the season is the next man up.
And, yeah.
But you know, it's not a surprise that we're going to be going down with one of our better lockdown defenders, and our primary nine is not going to be on the field against Messi. And I still think we have a chance to win.
Do you think that maybe we discovered that we have a forward that we could put in at the nine when we take out Osaze and Jackson Reagan, and the way he took that ball into the box?
Cool. Yeah, he had three defenders on him too, dribbling through it. And we know Thomas can shoot too, so maybe we'll just flip the field on him, play backwards.
I'm looking up the odds right now to see if the betting lines are already out. And It looks like... No, that's for the next match, because this is a match that is non-conference, meaning not in the league. The betting wasn't already on top of it. So we'll have to wait until the next episode to discuss point spreads and all that kind of stuff. But I was curious to see what it would be. Oh, wait, maybe this site is up, done it already? Are they on Vegas time, or are they on... they are not. They just postponed our matches. So sadly, we will not know that right now, what the odds are without New Who. But Cedar, you think we're going to come through in this, or will it be messy magic, whether it's with the ref or not, at the end of the day?
I think we can come through. I mean, obviously we're shorthanded. It's not like we have our first choice lineup rolling out there, but I kind of like that. I mean, after the game, they interviewed D-Ro, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm excited for Sunday," and I love that. I mean, he's just a kid, and he's ready. He's ready to go. I love that attitude. I mean, you know, again, it's soccer. You know, it's a game. Who cares? Like, let's go out there. Let's have some fun. Let's see what we can do against the greatest of all time. I love that. You know, we're probably going to be the underdogs, and I think Seattle sports teams fare better when we're the underdogs. You know, it just fits us. You know, like week one against the Niners, the Seattle Seahawks are a lot of people are picking the Niners. I'm like, all right, let's go. I love that. You know,
It's
crazy talk, but it's also week one. Who knows what's going to happen? But I think against Miami, of course, everybody's going to pick Messi, right? I mean, that's going to be the betting favorite. I mean, they have more star power. They have more talent on the whole than we do, but we're going to be at home. We're going to be up for it. I mean, we've come this far in League's Cup. Everybody, it doesn't matter, you know, from D-Ro to... You know, Cody Baker. I mean, everybody's going to be up for it. You know, and the funny thing is, yeah, we've got a lot of just kids from the academy going to be rolling out there, and led by Christian, right? So I'm down for it. Let's do it. I mean, that would be that would be great if we could beat the Messi machine.
Unfortunately for Dan, the Cowboys are underdogs by 7 points in their Thursday night opener against the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, that's great, because I drafted the Eagles defense. So,
oh, nice, nice,
good for me.
So, Alex, is the Dan base going to show up for this match in Seattle on Sunday?
Oh, you better believe it. ECS sold out.
Yep.
Already sold out. How much is a resale ticket in ECS right now?
I just sent this. I think it was like $528. I sent you guys a message.
$500.28.
I think
$5.
So.
Wow.
I'm ready, and I'm on cloud nine right now. Like, it's a good thing I put in PTO for tomorrow.
They'll be. Let's go. You don't need to sit. I mean, it'd be great to sit in ECS, right? But there's other places in this. They're going to open the full stadium. There's no way they can't.
Does Lumen sell out? That's the question.
68, it's short 68K notice.
68K in the stadium would be crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would. I mean, that's the last time we had that, that I remember of that level, is the CONCACAF Champions League final, right?
Well, this is our final. It's big.
The real question is can we get 68,000 people to sing Pink Phony Club? Because that would make my night.
Yeah, you got to go in there with the megaphone.
Yeah.
You got to sell a kidney or have China pay the ticket or something.
We did get some comments from the Peanut Gallery, I mean the Scuttlebutt Mailbag, as Tim Hamilton asked, is anyone coming back from injury? I don't think they're going to rush him back for that game. In theory, I think this would be the first game where they said he might be available when they first disclosed the injury in full. But I don't think you rush him back for this when Jesus was incredible these last couple matches, and we're in the Leagues Cup. And then you have Danny, I mean, doing everything he's been doing. Dan, you don't bring him back, right? You keep going.
You let him heal, and then you absolutely bring him back when he's ready. But you no reason to rush him back for this. Leyva had a great game, didn't he? I mean, he came on there, 60th minute, and just he was all over the field. The announcers even clocked and just said that he's making plays everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, Tim also pointed out that during the CCL final, the Sounders lost both JP and Nuhu in that match and still won 3-0. But can we stop shooting ourselves in the foot? Is this a game, Alex, where we can't have the Osaze, Jesus, other style misses, that we have to finish these chances? Because I feel like if you leave the door open for Messi, he and Jordi Alba and company, although Jordi Alba did come up a little injured there at the end, but they seem to take those opportunities and crush the opponents when they're given a chance.
No, I think that Miami's going to play us very open. They're going to leave us a lot of space to attack, and we have to take our chances because we've seen Suarez, even though he has two bannies, he's still able to finish inside the box. He's still a lethal killer. And they're going to make us pay with those chances. As much as I love Thomas, I know that he's not able to save them all. So, like, those two misses...
No goalie is able to save some of those messy shots. No, like, the penalty today, no one was saving.
The only way that you're saving that shot is if it hits the post or the crossbar. Yeah. So we have to be able to finish our chances, because if not, it's going to haunt us and it's going to kill us. And it's the hope that kills us, because right now we're very hopeful. We're going to be the underdogs for sure. Yeah, we're going to play with a chip on our shoulder. But I know that this team is able to compete with any team in the league. We've seen that with Club World Cup. All the people can say that it was a disaster. We didn't get no points. But guess what? We were in the group of death and we held our own.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the announcers mentioned it today, and it's something we've been saying for a while. The confidence that came out of that tournament shows. I don't think the Sounders turned their season around if they hadn't played that tournament, which is funny to think what it was like going into that tournament and then losing all those matches. And yet, those losses have made it so they've lost, one game since then?
Yeah.
Out of, 13, 15?
Which was, Minnesota, away from home?
Yeah.
Which they're above us, so they were the... We were the underdog going into that match too. Yeah. I just think that I expected PSG to mop the floor with us, and they didn't. And I expected us to get mopped in the Club World Cup, and we didn't. And it just goes to show you that Craig Weibel was cooking with his roster. We just have bad taste. But I do believe that this team healthy can actually do something, and if we're able to win Leagues Cup, which I want them to win Leagues Cup because that's the trophy we haven't won, then you know what, at least we went out, we got a trophy, we got a Champions League spot, and
that's the big one.
And then an MLS Cup, we're playing with house money.
Yeah, totally. And that, I think that's the point where now we're into Sounders Scuttlebutt After Dark. Cedar, doesn't matter what happens on Sunday, we're going to Champions Cup. Sounders are back in CONCACAF. What does that mean to our team, do you think?
Oh, I think that's huge. I think not only, you know, competing in Champions League, but then winning it, and then, you know, getting to be a part of the Club World Cup, you know, the new Club World Cup. I mean, I think all of us want to go back to that, right? I mean, what a cool... It ended up being a really cool competition, and I think we want to be a part of the next one. And I think we're perfectly capable of getting back there. So now we've punched our ticket, which is good. And now we have an opportunity to win, like you guys were saying, a trophy we've never won before. And, I mean, that would be great. That would be really, really, really nice against Messi and Suarez and Jordi Alba and Busquets and, you know, Javier Mascherano and all of his you know. Oh, wait, is he banned from the final because of his red card?
I don't think they banned
him. No, he was banned from this past game, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that whole...
I think it'll be okay for
him. In the quarterfinal, when he was just... They gave him a red card at halftime, and then he was just sitting right above the bench in the stands. I mean, that was hilarious. I mean, that's so great. You can see him on the phone. I mean, that's really, really funny. No, I would. I mean, it would be hilarious if we beat Inter Miami. I mean, it would be really funny to me. I would love that. I would love nothing more. And if we lose, you know, it's like, okay, well, whatever. I mean, we've got our, you know, we've got a bunch of our academy kids out against them, you know, which is no excuse, but it's just like it is what it is. I mean, we've suffered more injuries than any of the other top teams in MLS so far. So, you know, like you guys are saying, house money. You know, I'm just excited. I'm excited for Sunday. I think it could be a night to remember, truly.
Yeah, and you're hearing that right, folks. We'll see if it still comes through after the editing, but that is the win because Cedar's outside braving the weather in order to come and talk to you all, because that's how important this is. And that's why we're going to leave the final comment here to Dan before he is completely asleep, and let him get a little spicy here and say, what do you think the rest of the MLS fans are going to do right now? Because they always want Messi to lose, but the other team they tend to hate in the MLS is Seattle. Who do you think this is the time where they're all suddenly Seattle fans?
I think this could be framed as the American story of the little guy versus the big guy. You have a bunch of hometown heroes playing in Seattle, going up against this world superstar that is what, a billionaire? I mean, he's got to be worth billions, right? Living in a mansion in Florida, right next to Mar-a-Lago, just hanging out, doing his thing. And he's going to come up here to a blue collar town. Well, okay, it's a tech town now, but a town with blue collar roots.
Yep.
And play guys that went to high school here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Paul Rothrock went to Lakeside. Reagan went to University Prep. Jordan, I mean, he's not playing, but went across the water at Mercer Island. You've got Alex went to Seattle U. Christian went to UW. It's just this total local connection, which is not Miami at all.
Yeah, I mean, we could, a guy still in high school could see the field, right? Snyder Brunel still in high school. Did he graduate early?
Yeah. So, and he scored twice.
Yeah.
I think he's 18 right now. So he could be his senior year. I don't know.
So yeah. And he's has a chance to see the field against Messi. And it's a chance to win the game.
Yeah. I guess we got to get predictions from everyone in the final, since we probably will not record before then, since it is Sunday night. Dan, you're already talking. What's happening? What's the final score? Who wins?
Seattle goes into the locker room up 2-0. They end up winning 3-2 on a last minute shot by Georgie.
Ooh, I'm glad they meant Seattle. I wasn't sure there. Alex, what's your prediction for the Sunday final?
Saunders by a million.
That's some confidence. No, what's your real prediction?
I think Saunders 3-2 or 4-2. Wow. It's going to be close. We're gonna have the lead. They're going to come back. They might go ahead. We'll come back. And then the last 10 minutes, it's up in the air, as long as we don't sub off Federal early.
Today was okay because we were up by enough goals.
I was not feeling okay until the end of the game.
Oh, we lost Cedar, so we're not going to get his score result.
He says Saunders win by a million, so it's all fine.
Yeah, works. It works. I'll say mine, and then if he pops back on, it'll be easy to get it back in at the end. I'm going to go Saunders up 2-0 in the 75th minute. Miami ties it, sends it to penalties, and Sounders win when Andy Thomas hits a penalty, and it's going to be like the ninth or tenth penalty. And Sounders are going to go through and win on penalties with Andy Thomas being carried off the field and starting every game from now on, because you can't not start him after that.
Thank you. Please, thank you. Someone finally agrees. Finally.
His hair is so fine.
Not only and, that, his PK saves are so fine.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we'll do is join our Discord. That's a place where everything happens, and you can see it here in the show notes, and you'll be able to see Cedar's prediction there and get some good in-game banter. We, of course, have a Sounders Match Day channel where everyone comes in and talks and can have fun in there, and then talking throughout the week. And also, you know, there's some good non-Sounders talk that goes on there too. Oh, yes.
He's back. Yes, who's back?
I'm back.
Just in time to give your final prediction. What is the score going to be in the final match there?
Oh, man. That's
right off the dome.
I feel like Miami's going to score at least two goals. I'm going to say 3-2. We come out on top.
Ooh.
We hold on.
we all have rose-tinted glasses as we're all picking wins. You missed 3-2, 4-2, and I said Andy Thomas kicks the game-winning penalty in like the 10th, 9th or 10th penalty, I think I said, 8th or 9th.
Beautiful.
He probably wouldn't shoot that late because he's good. We'll say 8th. But yeah, so it's going to be fun. If you can make it out to the match, make it. We will, some of us, maybe all of us will be there if we can convince Cedar to sell a kidney and come up from the bay. And it'll be good times.
Damn, I need to sell one too.
Do I need all my kidneys? Yeah. Probably not.
No, you only need one.
Yeah, you can sell your gallbladder.
There we go.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, if you're drinking organic beer, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Can you sell your kids' kidneys?
You only need one bong.
Are you asking your wife? Is that why you picked up your phone? Well, let's get out of here. Let's let everyone go to bed. It's getting late here. And we'll just say, join the Discord, join the Patreon. We'll see everybody on Sunday. Bye.
You can follow the Sounders Scuttlebutt podcast on Twitter at @SSFCScuttlebutt. And for all inquiries, including questions for the gents or sponsorship opportunities, please email contact@scuttlebuttproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to the show for new episodes following every Sounders FC match. And don't forget to share your feedback by rating and reviewing. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BritVoxus. That's BritVoxUS. We'll see you at Lumen, and go Sounders.
Alexa, who's the best MLS team of all time?
The Seattle Sounders are both unequivocally and irrefutably the best MLS team of all time.